Last Sunday, Trent provided a sermon on John the Baptist, and in listening to that sermon, it got my mind got to thinking about one of the statements that John the Baptist made in the Gospel of John regarding Christ. And it's in John chapter 1, verse 29, and when it says, "The next day he saw Jesus coming to him, and he said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.'" And thinking about that, Jesus is that Lamb of God, got me thinking about, okay, a lot of different verses that would get us thinking more about how that that sacrifice of the lambs, especially under the old law, and the sacrifices that were made then to take away the sins of people. In my mind went to a reference in the New Testament to those made that application to Christ in Romans chapter 3, verse 25, talking about Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. And there's that word propitiation, which Aaron mentioned in his remembrance last week. And this word is a very deep word. It ought to get us thinking about a lot of things, because when you look at what that word means and you define it, a couple of definitions that I saw were, first, an atoning victim, the sacrifice itself, but also mercy seat. And in my mind, and hopefully in yours too, now we really start going back to the Old Testament and seeing the sacrifices there, and the Day of Atonement, and what happened at that time. And when you go back to Leviticus 16, and you read about everything that's done there, focus in on two of the sacrifices. There are several sacrifices that are given on that day. It's not just one. There are several sacrifices, but focus in on two. A bull and a goat that are sacrificed. And the high priest takes the blood after sacrificing each, and goes into the Holy of Holies and sprinkles that blood on the mercy seat, the top of the Ark of the Covenant, where the cherubims were and where the presence of God was. And he sprinkles that blood there on the mercy seat to make propitiation, to atone for the sins of the people and their uncleanness. And what we see in Christ is really interesting when you think about this, because as we saw last week in Aaron's talk about how he's our propitiation, he's our high priest making the propitiation for us, but as Romans 3 talks about, he's also the atoning sacrifice. It's his blood that's being sprinkled on that mercy seat, if you will, that atones for our sins. So he is both the high priest and the atoning sacrifice to make propitiation for us, to provide atonement for us, so that we can be whole and pure before him. And it just is interesting to me that when you look there on the Day of Atonement and those two sacrifices, a bull and a goat, I don't know about you, but my mind can't help but go back to Hebrews chapter 9 when it's talking about the contrast between the sacrifices of old and Christ's sacrifice, beginning in chapter 9, verse 11. "But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things to come, he entered through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation, and not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood. He entered the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling those who have been defiled, sanctified for the cleansing of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" It's that sacrifice that we are going to remember this morning in just a few moments as we partake of the Lord's Supper. The body that was given on the cross, the body that suffered so much for us, and the blood that was shed the blood of the new covenant. That is what we're going to remember in just a moment. But before we do so, let's go back to John chapter 1 for just a second. Because in verse 29, he makes that statement about, "Behold the Lamb of God." But that's not the only time in this chapter he makes that statement. Skip on down to verse 35 and let's begin reading. "Again the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples. And he looked upon Jesus as he walked and said, 'Behold the Lamb of God.' And the two disciples heard him speak and they followed Jesus." Think part of this Lord's Supper as we partake of it. Not only should we be casting our minds back and remembering his death, remembering the sacrifice that was on, that he gave on our behalf, but let's also remember the one that did so and follow him. Amen.